Chapter 13. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy, and say to those who prophesy out of their own heart, Hear you the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Woe to the foolish prophets, who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Israel, your prophets have been like foxes in the waste places. You have not gone up into the gaps, neither built up the wall for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. They have seen falsehood and lying divination who say, The Lord says, but the Lord has not sent them. And they have made men to hope that the word would be confirmed. Haven't you seen a false vision? And haven't you spoken a lying divination in that you say, The Lord says, but I have not spoken? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Because you have spoken falsehood and seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, says the Lord God. My hand shall be against the prophets who see false visions and who divine lies. They shall not be in the council of my people, neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord God. Because they have seduced my people, saying, Peace, and there is no peace. And when one builds up a wall, behold, they daub it with whitewash. Tell those who daub it with whitewash that it shall fall. There shall be an overflowing shower, and you, great hailstones, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall tear it. Behold, when the wall is fallen, shall it not be said to you, Where is the daubing with which you have daubed it? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will even tear it with a stormy wind in my wrath, and there shall be an overflowing shower in my anger, and great hailstones in wrath to consume it. So I will break down the wall that you have daubed with whitewash, and bring it down to the ground, so that the foundation of it shall be uncovered, and it shall fall, and you shall be consumed in the midst of it, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Thus I will accomplish my wrath on the wall, and on those who have daubed it with whitewash, and I will tell you, the wall is no more, neither those who daubed it. Even the prophets of Israel who prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and who see visions of peace for her, and there is no peace, says the Lord God. You, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people, who prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy against them, and say, Thus says the Lord God, Woe to the women who sew pillows on all elbows, and make handkerchiefs for the head of persons of every stature to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people, and save souls alive for yourselves? You have profaned me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, to kill the souls who should not die, and to save the souls alive who should not live, by your lying to my people who listen to lies. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against your pillows, with which you there hunt the souls to make them fly, and I will tear them from your arms, and I will let the souls go, even the souls who you hunt to make them fly. Your handkerchiefs also I will tear, and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall be no more in your hand to be hunted, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Because with lies you have grieved the heart of the righteous, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way and be saved alive. Therefore you shall no more see false visions, nor practice divination. I will deliver my people out of your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord.